is not.
Yeah, so so the topic now that we're going to be taking up is really getting into the major topic, one of the major topics of this of the Perek, which is Kliya Bizman. And so the Gemara says, Mishnah says that after it reports the line about Homer Chavero, Tzevi Kaddish Isha, and the Ramah is there, and the Mishnah says, Achina Umer Li Isha, Arayim Gdesh Sli La'achar Shoshim Yom. So if somebody says to a woman, Arayim Gdesh Sli, so he gives her a tabas, let's say Kesef, Shvei Kesef, and he says that he wants to be Miskadeshis, he wants her to be Miskadeshis Lo, La'achar Shoshim Yom, that it should only be chal 30 days from now. Ubacher v'kitchav so shoshim yom. So somebody else comes along and is mekadesh her before the those 30 days, before the 31st day. So mekudeshes l'sheni. So the second marriage, the second one's kedushin is topsin. and if we'll get to machlokes rishonim here on this point, but at least if he's still alive, the shloshim yom. So then the kedushin rishon is paka legamri. And the kedushin sheni is full kedushin, and if it's bas yisrael akoi, it's a tocha betruma. So that's already something just an interesting point that the Mishnah says that if she's bas yisrael, so then and the second the sheni is a kohen, so then she can eat betruma. Just interesting in terms of the fact that arusa isn't ocheles betruma. According to the Bavli, it's midirabanan. According to the Yishami, it's midiraisa, because the pasuk the Yishami learns it from kol tohor beveisle achlena, that it's specifically a woman who's beso, which is ishto, beso zo ishto. So, according to the Yishami, you would probably have to say this is. And here, the Tosafot Riyah Zaken, I think, is addressing this question. So, what does it mean, bas yisrael ochelos betruma? We're talking about eris in here, kedushin here. So, he says either tocha betruma in nisa, meaning there's a nisuin. This is totally yerhagel, I'm just pointing it out. Inami, the Din Torah, Sharusa Ochel Smetruma Dvar Torah. They're just saying what the Din is on the level of Midin Torah. That's something which would not work for the Yishami, but that's the other option, at least in the Mishnah, according to the Bavli, and that's what we're talking about. In any event, the Din, the Mishnah implies, doesn't say explicitly, is that if Loba Achar B'Kitcha, right, so then there's Kiddushin, the Rishon's Kiddushin is good. Right? Gemara says explicitly, V'chein Omer L'Kiddusha Iskaji Li. So lo ba'acher v'kitcha b'sof shloshim mal Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu mikudeshes, that she is mikudeshes there v'afo bishin esach lomos. And the Gemara goes on to explain why this is so, even though misach lomos. Now the detail of misach lomos is essentially an exception, right? That even though there's no mos around, even then there's still kiddushin. That's an exception that I'm going to treat as a separate topic. What I wanted to first discuss and analyze is the din itself of tliya bizman. We're getting the chiddush that afagad nisach lamos. Just forget that for a moment. Let's say you need the mos bit. So we see from other contexts in Shas, this is not a din which is unique to kiddushin. The din of tola bizman, what the Rambam calls tola bizman. It comes up. I didn't put it in the makoros. It was really an oversight. But it comes up in hekdesh in the gemara and chav tes in the darn. And according to nearly all rishonim, in addition to that, one has the capacity to be tolev bizman, to delay the chalos until such time as he chooses, 30 days from now, let's say, in other areas of halacha as well, that are closer to home in a sense, namely kinyanim and gerishim. Okay? Did you guys see the makaros at all? Okay. So, both of these, the kinyanim and gerishim, are discussed in two seemingly contradictory gemaras, which deal with a particular case, namely the case where the get itself, or in the case of kinyan, let's say para, that's the case that the Gemara discusses, these are situated be'agam, right, be'simta, which is not a rishus hayachid, meaning it's not konaloke chasero, it's not quite rishus rabim either. So in that situation, b'shloshim yom, and it's omedes be'agam, either the get is omed be'agam, or the para is omed be'agam, what's the din there? So both of these Gemaras discuss it, and as I said, it seems to be contradictory. The Gemara, suvas be'ezim adalav, reports that Mar Bar Ravashi says that I have a resolution for what seems to be a sira. He says, Mar Bar Ravashi, Avagad Chiyasa, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Dimi reported the name of Rav Yochanan. Omer Lechavero, Lech Mishof Parazu, Parazo, Veloti Eknuloch, El Akhir Shoshim Yom. Right? So if a person says, listen, I want you to be Konim, I want to be Magna my object to you, but I want it to be Chal Akhir Shoshim Yom. So Mishoch, take Dud Mashicha now, and it'll be yours in 30 days from now. La'achar la'mid yom, kana. So that works. Afilo menes va'agam. And even if it's not b'shuso mamish, it's not b'chatzero or b'beso, that'll work. That's the report that we have in the name of Rodimi. But then we have the name of Rabin that Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo kana v'ach yasa Rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan lo kani. So this is what Mar Bar Avashi is saying. This is not a stira. Lo kasha had amar le kinei me'achshav, kinei me'achshav, had lo amar le kinei me'achshav. When a person says, lechem v'shok parzu v'lo tiyak milach me'achshav, el me'achshav v'lo achar shosh miyom, in that case, it works even if it's Omed Esbaga. It's a separate topic, Me'akshav, we'll get to it. But if it's below Me'akshav, so then it won't work if it's Omed Esbaga, if the part is Omed Esbaga. That's what the Gemara and Pei Beis Amin Aleph says. Then we have the Gemara and Pei Vav Amin Beis, which cites the name of a different Amoraim, essentially the same din. So this is the Gemara Ksubos Pei Vav Amin Beis, and here the Gemara incorporates a question, or is discussing the question of Get. The Gemara discusses the following. So you have this notion of Gerushin Lachal Adam Yom, just like you have in Kiddushin. So she takes the get, and she's menicha, she places it, she deposits it, b'tzidi Rishus HaRabim, off the main road to the side of Rishus HaRabim. So what's the din? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara responds, Megureshes, this is, I'm skipping, I have ellipses here to what's relevant for us, Megureshes, Midrav Nach, we can learn this is a good Gershon. Meaning, when Shoshim comes and it's procedure, Shosh Rabim, that'll work, it'll be effective. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barahua, because Rav Nachman reported the name of Rav Barahua, that, Ha'omer L'chaver, Meshach Parazo, Belotia Knulach, El Alachar, Alachar Shoshim Yom, Kana, Vafilubo, Medes Bagam. We see by the case of Mashiach's parah, if I say, do Mashiach now, and it'll be yours 30 days from now. So Rav Nachman said, in that case, it works, even if it's Omenes Ba'agam. So therefore, we can derive that, with regard to our question, the answer is it should work. And the assumption the Gemara then just deals with quickly is, my love, I knew Agam, I didn't see Rishus HaRabim. These things are equivalent. Where it says, lo, Agam l'chud, but see Rishus HaRabim l'chud. And then the Gemara responds, finally, Yigad Amri, Amar lo, Megureshes, and Rav Nachman, it's a good raya. And the assumption is, okay. So what do we have here? These Gemaras, as I said, seem to contradict. Here the Gemara is speaking of it as something that works, even Belime Asha. So here we find several opinions in Rishonim in terms of what emerges, Lalacha and Hanan and Gemaras, and we'll just group them into four groups. Rove Rishonim, including the Tosas and the Ramban and the Rashba, they say that regarding both get and para, the din is the same. It works if it's omei b'chatzero or b'beso b'sol shoshim yom, but it doesn't work if it's omei b'agam or b'tzidi rishus harabim, like the maskan of the Gemara of the sugya on pei beis, right? Like the Gemara said, d'amar le'me'ashav had below d'amar le'me'ashav. And the reason being that la'achal d'chias chalos la'achal lamed yom works only if it's Bershuso Mamish at that moment, at the Shas Chalos. Agam is not Chatzera Mamish, so by the time it comes along, we say that the Maisa Kinyan, which you had done already, it's a thing of the past, calls it Mishichasu, and Lashon Tosos, or Paska Mishichasu, and it's not going to be Chal, the Kinyan is going to be Chal. Now, what do you do with the Sugyan Pevav? Sugyan Pevav quotes Rav Nachman, says it works, and it improves from there to get. So, here you find two interpretations amongst these Rishonim. The Tosvos Megun Ukimta. They say that this Gemara on Pei Vav and Beis is speaking specifically of a case where you say B'Me'asha. The Gemara's question regarding get is B'Me'asha, and therefore there's room to bring the answer from Rav Nachman, which is La'alacha, that it's speaking of a case of Me'asha, so that the whole thing is not a contradiction at all. There's no machlokas whatsoever. This is the Tosvos in Pei Vav. He says, "B'damar le'me'ashav ma'irik uki le'el b'sof ha'ishin nafu." You have to just, go back to what we said at the beginning and pay bays, plug it in over here. So we gotta get nami debayir b'chaba ayri nami b'damar me'ashav because the lomar me'ashav came in the ena gershin el achar shoshim since it's only minchal at the end of 30 days. So based on the principle that we said in pay bays, tzar she'az b'chatzera needs to be b'chatzera. So if it's b'chatzera, it works. If it's the agam, it does not. That's the answer. That's how Tosos understood it. So the Sugyan Pei Vav, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and here, just in terms of the interpretation of the two sugyos, they're joined by it's the Ritva and the Ran as well. Not so much in the Maskana, but just in terms of interpreting the sugyos. They held that no, there's that the sugya on Pei Vav really is without Me'ashavim. You're not making a sunta, which we're not making a sunta. But Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisda offer a different day. They're of the opinion that get and para work even if it's omedes ba'agam, as opposed to the maskan of the sugya on Pei Beis. And these are trying to explain why it is that they think it works even if it's ba'agam. They say you don't need. Right, this is Rami Bar Chama. Says you don't need chatzer or mamish for this. It doesn't have to be beis or mamish. In a place where, let's say, it would work to be konim yidin chatzero, because the ma'isa kinyan here is the original ma'isa meshicha. It's only that the chalos is lach hashoshim yom, and what they, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisda held was that while it's true that if the parah b'shus harabim a makom which is in a roi the kinyan where mamon yotzei mershuso, the Ran, I'll get to that in a second. So in that case, there's sort of no continuity with the original ma'isa meshicha. It's not resonating anymore. In a sense, you can say the effect has sort of worn off. In that case, then we'll say kalsa mashicha. It's no good. But we don't say that if it's ba'agam. As long as it's ba'agam, so we say that the mashicha, the original mashicha, sort of isn't erased. It's not forgotten. It's if it's still with makom ra'i the kinyan, so then the original ma'isa can still be affected. It's still be relevant for that chalos lachar shloshim. All right. So this is you find in basically that formulation, the ritva and the ran, the ritva. V'hadamar Rav Nachman meshoch parazo velo aliba derami barchama. Below my action of hikipshuta, as opposed to those. V'sirlei, b'mamon zochehu mashicha zo la'achar shoshim yom. K'shamamon omei kayam be'agam. In other words, the you can use the mashicha da'achshav for the chalos hakinyan la'achar shoshim yom. K'shamamon omei kayam be'agam v'kayotzi bo haroi l'knos bo. Right? So as long as you're in a makom haroi l'kinyan, agam is, in general, has a bekal konim bo. You can do mashicha there. We'll see, you can do other kinyanim there. It's considered to be something which is friendly to Bailus and to creating Bailus. So, if it's in an agam, which is a muk, a maroi, the kinyanos bo, so then the original mashicha can work. Right? Even though that the original ma'isa mashicha is not there, but it's still something which can take effect if the mamon which it's targeting is in a place which is friendly to kinyanim. Just like he thinks that we have this din with regard to get, a woman can be miskareshes, let's say b'sol shoshim yom, via the nesina that happened on day number one, b'nesina shakodim shoshim yom. So he disagrees with the other daya on pei beis. This is how the Ran understood it as well. He says l'bichach nira debayan b'delo amar mayashav who v'savinim dechosha lo yatza mershusa migureshes. So long as it's the money is still, it is at that time, the time of Shoshim Yom, we're going to get to analyze this more fully. I'm just saying what they're, sort of briefly. So long as it isn't in a makom which is unfriendly to Bailus, so, kol shelo yatzah mirshusa migureshes, mishum hachim yibailan tzidir shesarabim yikishur sarabim mamashim. Because if it's rishusarabim mamish, filu mamon gomer shelo yotzeh bo mirshusa. The Ran here references the din, which the Gemara had mentioned, in Perek HaKosev with regard to Yerusha, that depending on where the nechasim that are noflim the Yerusha are, so it's potentially if it's Rishus HaRabim, so then you might say that it's Yotzei Mirshusa. This is Sugyan in Ksuvas and Pedalim of these, where okay, I don't want to get into it there, but that's just sort of the din he's referencing there. The Rishus HaRabim is a mamon afil mamon gomor shelo yotzei bo mishuso. Odilma or tzidir Rishus HaRabim isn't kir Rishus HaRabim. Eino yotzei behem mishuso. It's considered to be friendly to Bailus, as I said. Lareyuka agam she'im mamon shelo yotzei bo mishuso. Okay, so that's how they explain this. That's how they understand. This is all these are trying to understand. Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisda, they held indeed it can work even though it's only in an agam. Because that's enough to sort of allow the original Maisa Mashicha to do its thing and to become effective at the time that I had stipulated. This is all that Shita of Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisda, but the Ramban and the Rashi said, we paskin against this Shita. We paskin in light of the Gemara and Pepes against Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chama that held that this works. We paskin, unless it's still Bershusa Mamish, the Makom HaKone Mamish, so then the original Maisa is a thing of the past. And it can't be chal 30 days from now. This is how the, for instance, the Ran quotes the Rashba. This is Ulin Halacha Kasa Bechidishay Rashba. Dinei Derami Bar Chama Rav Chisda Sabri Derav Nachman Dolomar Lemashavi. Anan Lo Kaimelan Hachi So therefore, that's what we hold, and we actually disagree. We assume Rav Nachman also. This is what the Ron says. We assume Rav Nachman also made this akimta, and it was just only Rami Bar Chama and Rav Chisa who didn't. But Rav Nachman also presumably meant what Rav Yochanan is what we learned, what we understood Rav Yochanan to mean, namely that it's talking about the Me'asha, and we paskin that way that it isn't chal if it's omed esbag. So that's the understanding of, that's the psak of one group, right? That works if it's bechatzera, bein be, para bein beget, it works if it's bechatzera mamish, not if it's bakam. Then you find the Ran, who also agreed that para and shicha, that para and get have the same din, but thought, and he also interpreted the Gemara like this, but he went the other direction. He thought, why should we paskin like the Gemara and pay beis and light up pay beis? Who says that? Who says we paskin that way? We paskin like the Gemara. Ron himself paskins like the Gemara and pave up. Right? Udidi, this is immediately after he quotes the Rashba. Udidi lama chuvar li hai piska mishum del el perke isha la maskan the Gemara hi de bolo mayashav lo kana. As Rabbi Yochanan mifarkinun maskinun de Rabbi de lor mashav. The Gemara is just saying, how can we explain Rabbi Yochanan's two statements? But that doesn't mean that that's the psak. It's just an issue of just understanding Rabbi Yochanan there. But we find Rabbi Nachman later on says below Choleg that the Gemara, and the Gemara cites him as saying that it works even Magam and it even proves to get. So then the halacha is, in both cases, we paskin like this Shita, like Rav Nachman and Kipshuto, that both Para and Get, they work even if it's Omedes Bag. Okay. Then you have those that are Mechalik. Right? The other Rishonim are Mechalik here, between Get and Para. First you have, let's say this is the third group, the Ritva and the Rambam, who held that para, the case of Meshoch Parazuv, Lotei Ptuloch, El Alachar Lamed Yom, this is just sort of summarizing, outlining what we find in Rishon from these Gemaras, that para is no good even if it's Bevesa, even if it's Bechatzer or Mamish, Beshosh Miyam. Whereas Get works at the very least if it's Bevesa. According to the Ritva, that's when it works. It works if it's Bevesa, Daka Bevesa, but not Ba'agam. The Rambam happens to have held that it works even Ba'agam. Right, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Achira says, he just implies, he doesn't say anything, he just says it doesn't work. Right, do I have it? The Rambam in Hilchos Achira, yeah. So the Rabbi there objects, he says, it seems to me that it should be Kona if it's at least Birshusa, Mamish, if it's Birshusa Lokeach. The Rambam isn't Mechalik, and the implication is to be he doesn't agree. He thinks that it doesn't work, and the Ritva here is explicit on this. He has the same line is the Rashba, but note that the Maskan is different. Nobody points this out. They don't like highlight it, but it happens to be if you just look at what he says, he doesn't agree with the Rashba and the Ramban. So that, the Ritva, I'm not sure himself. I don't know what he assumed about what the Ramban, because the whole time he's quoting the Ramban, and then he says this, which is not what we find in the Ramban. But in name, he says, "Aval anan lo kaimelan hachi eloku kimta davdinan hasam deravin veravdimi lo pligiv hadam rmiashav adalam rmiashav." And he says, "V'choshe lo omer me'ashav lo kona klal shekom meshicha she'ino kona l'shata ino kona achakach. If a meshicha isn't kona, then it isn't kona ever. Lo dami l'nisin as get though it's different. Get if it's birshusa mamish, right? The hasam miskaresha soshosh miyom edin chatzera. So if it's in her birshus mamish, that's fine. It can be she can be kona. Mashen came bezo, but in the case of meshicha, shelo hikna lo elu b'meshicha." Here he's already giving you the reason. The reason is because you've specified that you want it to be done through via Mashicha. Mashicha, that's done with at the moment you've done it. So if you haven't been Kona then, there's not going to be a Kinyan. Again, we're going to analyze all this. But that's how he understood it, that there's a Chilik here. Get works if it's Bechatzer Mamish, whereas Mashicha does not, even if it's Bechatzer Mamish. The Rambam, as I said, he sort of has it Mekatzel Akatze. He thinks that Mashicha does not work even if it's Bechatzero, that's the implication. And as far as Get's concerned, he paskins that it works even if it's Betzidei Rishus Rav. The Rambam in Perek Tes Lacha Gimel, so he says, Halcha v'nichaso Betzidei Rishus Rav, v'digna v'ovad misham l'achas shosh v'yom, ha-rezim g'reshes, ho'yo v'haya get kayam, v'yom she'im iskereshes bo. V'yichda osa b'makom she'inun Rishus Rav, v'chatzidei Rishus Rav, v'inun Rishus Rav. So the Ran cited the Rambam as you know, being on his side when it came to get, but he says, I don't understand the Rambam. Actually, I think he left it out here also. Below your attitude, the Sofdat Toshal Rambam, the Rambam, he says with regard to get this and with regard to Mashicha, something else. So I don't understand the Rambam. But in terms of how they read the Gemara, these Rishonim, naming the difference from the Rambam, first of all, they apparently understood when the Gemara on top, Peg Beis, says it doesn't work Ba'agam, it means specifically Ba'agam. I'm sorry, they understood that it's not specifically Ba'agam. It doesn't work, even if it's Ba'chatzeir, Agam is Lavdavka. And regarding the Sugya on Peg Vavam and Beis, where the Gemara seems to imply that the power works even if it's Omedes Basimta, and therefore Betzidis Shusarabim, so here you have two possibilities. The Ritva himself thinks that that's the opinion that's Polik. Shalokalach. In other words, he held that opinion held that both of them will work as long as the B'makma Ra'ah is Kinyan. This is what he was explaining before. We reject that Daya, and we hold that neither Get nor Mashicha work B'agam, while Get does work B'chatzera, but Mashicha doesn't. That's just in terms of how he reads the Gemara. For the Rambam, so there are two options in terms of how he read the Gemara on Pevav. It could be that he made the Ukimta of Me'ashav regarding Mashicha. In other words, he thought, because the Rambam agrees Mashicha, the Me'ashav will work, and the assumption was that Para B'Me'ashav is the equivalent of Get B'li Me'ashav, in that it works if it's Birshusa, if what's Makam that we consider to be sort of associated with Birshusa, so then it'll work, and therefore we can bring a Raya from Mashicha where it works, namely B'Me'ashav, to Get where it works, namely even without Me'ashav. This is how some understood him. And then alternatively, you have those that think that this, the Rambam understood this opinion here as Shalok Kalacha, as far as Mashicha is concerned, meaning that you don't have to make the Okinto of Me'ashav. Rav Nachman was B'li Me'ashav, but that wasn't what was at issue. We still, in a sense, paskin it regarding the Maskan of the Gemara and Peva, because what was at issue was the status of Sidi Rosh Hasharabim and Agam. Is it something which is considered, for these halachos, for these purposes, to be the equivalent of Rosh Hussa Mamish or not? Now, Rav Nachman was of the opinion that Mashicha, there's such a thing as Kinyan B'Mishoch, the lo teknuya el acher lamet had to be reshuso. We see from his opinion that apparently this is considered reshuso. Now we reject his opinion. We think that mashicha never works if it's not kone l'shata. But as far as the question of what's the status of tzidir reshus rabim, where such a thing could work, so that we do learn it from him. Okay, that's just in terms of how we saw the Gemara. In terms of the svara, why par is different? So I said, as I said, the Ritva seems pretty clear that you can, of course, have kinyan l'achar l'amad yom. It's not that we're rejecting the idea of having kinyan l'achar l'amad yom. It's just the problem with regard to Mashicha, that Mashicha, you say specifically, use this maisa to be koneh, but this maisa is already done by the time that there's supposed to be a chalos kinyan, so then it won't work. Now, most assume this is true for the Rambam as well. I think it's probably right that for the Rambam, let's say kinyan shtar would work, at least if it's omer b'beso. We'll come back to that at some point. But finally, we find the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid was mechalik in the opposite direction, right? So we see now those who think that both of them are the same, they both work, b'chatzera b'na b'agam, the Tosos, the Ramban, then we saw the Ran, both of them work, even b'agam, so the Ritva, the Rambam, who are mechalik, each in their own way, between Get, which works either b'chatzera mamish, specifically, or even b'tzid r'shazerab b'agam, versus Mashicha, which doesn't, but then we have the Ravid, who's mechalik in the opposite direction. The Ravid thinks that whereas Mashicha works l'achar lamed yom, and for the Ravid, that's specifically with Omei Beveso, all right, on the Mashicha part of it, it's the Ravid in Hilchos Mechira Perek Beis Lachates, right, that the nearly my paro menes b'shus lokeach b'yom lamed av she k'nila. But when it comes to Get, so the Ravid thinks that it cannot work. It cannot work even if it's Omei Bechatzera. And the reason for this is because he thinks there's a problem of Tzligi Teichmei Al Bekarka. So just see the Ravid. This is why the Ravid, when the Tozo says what they say, namely that we're making this a Kimta of Me'achshav, they explain otherwise it's not going to work with the Gemara on Pei Beis. It doesn't work with what we just said on Pei Beis. The Ritva, this is the Ravid cited by the Ritva. It's also cited, it's also from the Kasa Sham. We don't have it, at least it's not an edition I found, that the Ravid himself is Hasag's Ravid on the Rif, Iksubos. But the Ramban there in the Sefer HaSukkos quotes him, Kedarko, so we have it from him. So, but I'll just quote from the Ritva, who's a little bit easier, a little bit more readable. So he just says that. Excuse me. He's now recapping Tosos and the Ravid, why it is that we want to make this a Kimta of Me'achshav in the Sugya on Pei Vav. Second reason he brings is because we just said in Pei Beis that you need to say Be Me'achshav. But that's not the first reason. The first reason he gives is. So what's this referring to? This is referring to the din, which we're going to discuss several times over the course of this this topic. The din in gin and aiches. The pasuk says v'nasam biyada, that the man has to give the get to the woman. So this comes to the exclusion of where the man says, you know what, take my get. Take the get for, you know, I want to divorce you. So take the get. No, no, this is the Gemara in Gin on Ayinches, the Mishnah in the Gemara in Gin Ayinches, Amar Alav. take a look, it's on the Makor sheet there on page 3. Right, Ki Amar Lahagitach, Gemara quotes a case, let's say she finds the get, Matzaso Me'achorav, let's say the get is in his pants. And he says, you know, take the get. So the Gemara says, Ki Amar Lahagitach, so the Mishnah says that's good. But if the Gemara says, Ki Amar Lahagitach, my Havi, so how does that work? Havi like Tligitach Ma'agabe Karka? The Amarava Tligi take my Agabe Karka lo mar klum. So he says, oh, Amish Shalashav the Machorav, he took it out from his belt. Nami Habeinam Vinasam Biga Devaleka, still problem Tligi take my Agabe Karka. Meaning, the man has to give her the get. It's not good if she takes it, doesn't work if she just simply it takes it herself. So therefore, the Gemara is though, it says, oh, the Mishnah talking about it. The case, okay. But the din of Tligi take my Agabe Karka is that a man has to be nosing the get to the woman. She can't simply be zocha beget, she can't simply take it by herself. So the Ravid says that in principle, there can be no gershin lachar lamed yom, because regardless of where it is, the get, it's going to be a problem of tligi tek me gabi karka. Now, the answer to this question, and this I'm sort of setting it up for what we're going to get to later, but the answer to this question that most Rishonim have, and this is where they say it over here in Ksuvos, Pevav, is that this is not a problem with Tligi Tech Megabe Karka, because here you have the original Maisin Nesina, when he's nosing the get, so that she should be Miskareshes Bo La'achar Shoshim Yom. So the original act of Nesina's get is there, it's the Maisa Gershon is right there, just that we're saying it shouldn't be Chal until La'achar Shoshim Yom. So in that case, there's no problem whatsoever with Tligi Tech Megabe Karka. Right? He's giving her the get to be Miskareshes La'achar Shoshim Yom. So there's no problem with Tligi Tech Megabe Karka. It's a pretty compelling answer, and we'll have to see, we'll have to come back to why the Ravid didn't agree with this. What was the Ravid's problem here? We'll come back to that. Alright, so that's just by way of background. The primary question that we're going to deal with now is one these are shown I've already touched upon a bit, which is the character. How does this work? How exactly does it work that a person can stipulate that I'm doing the Maisa Gershon now, but I just want it to be Chal La'achar Shoshim Yom? And our point of departure for this is really a different question, another basic question that we have to ask, which is, what is the makor of this din? Where do we get it that a person has a capacity to be tola hakidushim bizman, or to be tola hagerushim bizman, or to be tola kinyan bizman? Right? How do we know that a bialim has that sort of power? So, if I had found a makor for it, I would have put it on the makor sheet. I didn't. I didn't see anybody even discuss the question, really. So it seems like we don't have a makor, it's just we know this. That's what it seems like at first. Except that this is puzzling, extremely puzzling, I think, for two reasons. First of all, it's surprising in and of itself, right? The Torah says, how is it that a woman is miskadeshes? You do a Maisik Yidushin. A Maisik Yidushin results in the woman's being miskadeshes. How is it that you do Gerushin? You do, right? No saying haget, let's shame Gerushin. She becomes miskadeshes. So, do I know, misvara, that's only if the Baal agrees with that. If he says, I want it to be chal, lach shoshim yom, if I want it to be chal, I get, you know, some other time, so I can stipulate, I can just, you know, sort of select what time I want it to be chal, and it'll be chal only then. Doesn't seem to me to be obvious, right? I understand that you require, right, in this case you have a Maisa Kiddushin, you have a Nesin L'Shem Kiddushin, you have a Nesin L'Seget L'Shem Gerushin. True, you also need Kavana V'Das L'Kiddushin or L'Gerushin, but here, you could argue, well, either you have it or you don't, meaning this case where you want it, but 30 days from now. But either way, Mehechi Tesi, that you have the option of simply selecting when it is you want it to be Chal. Where do you find that? That's just Misvaro, that you would have said it seems to be the kind of thing you would need a Makor to know that you can do. But if we, I think moreover, we find precedent that this sort of thing exactly indeed requires a Makor, and it is a Chiddush. And that is from Tanai, from Hatalas Tanaim. Now, just as far as the background in terms of Tanaim, there are two kinds of Tanaim. This is so in our paragraph, we're going to deal with extensively. But just as a very basic background, that there's a Tanai in the formulation of im alone, right? That I raise a kidech im something happens. And then there's a Tanai in the formulation of im with me'achshav, right? I raise a kidech me'achshav im, or the equivalent, according to the way we paskin, amanas, So we paskin, this is a sugya in our perek. Amanas kimei after dami. So the difference between those being, when is it that the chalos, if the condition is met, when is it that the chalos happens? When does it occur? According, if it's me'achshav, then it's l'mafreya from the time of the ma'isa nesina. And if it's be'im, so then it's only from the time of the condition's fulfillment. So that's the din of Tanai. Now the Gemara is quite suggestive that this is a chiddush haTorah, that a person can do a ma'isa kedushin and then have it stipulated under what conditions it's chal, under what conditions the gerushin will take effect, or the kedushin will take effect. That's something which is a chiddush haTorah, and we derived it from a particular parsha, the parsha of B'nai Gad or B'nai Reuben. Right? It's not just that this is the model, but this is how we know that you can do it. This is the Gemara in Ksuvos Nunvav. Gemara says that the Gemara is discussing a din. Okay, we're going to come back to much of this in depth. But just, the Gemara discusses the din that chalitza mutes is ksheira. What is a chalitza mutes? Meaning under sort of false pretenses or in some way lacking full and correct kavana. So what is a chalitza mutes? So there is a machokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says one thing, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. We'll get to all that when we come back to it with Tanaim. But Rabbi Yochanan says, what's chalitza mutes? Amar Rabbi Yochanan kosha, amar la chalitza la amina shetitin la chamasaimzes. So do chalitza. I'm doing chalitza, but the I'm making it tonight. It's amanas that she'll give me $200. So in that case, the Gemara says that it works. The chalitza is chal because we don't have. There's no chiddush of tonight with respect to chalitza. Chalitza is something which is outside the bounds of the parsha of tonight. Because this is what the Gemara says. Michte kol tonight mehecha gabrina. Where do we derive that you can do this sort of thing? You can stipulate it will be chal in this case, it won't be chal in that case. That's if you tanai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven, and that parsha tanai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven, where they're coming to be machzik be'ever hayardin. So there, tanai de'efshar lekiyumei adei shliach. Basically, everybody agrees this. What this means is that the ma'isa was something you could do adei shliach, meaning I can be machzik. You can be coded something like shlichus, so then that's something which you can be masa tonight. This is something which is very crucial for tonight, which we'll come back to. But the important point is not so much now the details about what's different about chalitza. But the point is, and kihasam avet tonight the law of the kihasam law of tonight. The point is, the Gemara says if it's not dumya to b'nei gad b'nei Reuven, so then there's no we have no yafusa, we have no ability to be matil tonight. And this is what's implicit in the Gemara, is explicit in Rishonim. The Rush. For instance, in a famous tshuva, which get to an issue which we'll get back to when we deal with the tanaim, and shut klal amet heisim and tes is explicit about this. Tanai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven yafinan sheyesh koach b'tanai levatel hamaisa. Right, that you can do that. You can simply it's going to be chal now, but not now. That's something you learn from tanai b'nei gad b'nei Reuven. Right. Then he says vafilu ulahachi baya, and this is according to the Rush. This is the reason achi baya sheyeh tanai the garmik tanai gad b'nei Reuven tanai kaful. It's tanai kabdon ma'isa, v'hein kabdon lav, tanai ma'isa v'der v'echad. All these mishpatei tanai, yasher shalei yisad yishliach. So why do you need all these things? The chiddushu v'hein l'chabal l'chiddusha. It's a chiddush. The whole institution is a chiddush. To be able to say that I'm going to be matil tanai, I'm going to do the ma'isa that the Torah says, dictates that you create this chalos. But I'm going to stipulate under what conditions and when this chalos is going to happen. So if you want to do that, that has to be specifically the way that the formulation of Tanai Gad B'nei Reuven has to be all these Mishpatei Tanai. Tosos as well, in Ksuvos Alatar and Nunvav, I'm sorry, not Alatar. Ksuvos and Nunvav says the same thing in the name of the Re. Vamaridi, Lav the Afinam, Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, had we not had the Parsha of Tanai Gad B'nei Reuven, Havamina, the Shum Tanai Enam Vatel Samaisa, Afilam Lois Kaim Baso, Hamaisa Kayam, that you don't have the ability to sort of, it's not something that we don't have to dance your fiddle, that you say you don't want it in this case, but you do want it in this case, but not in that case. So that's why we have the Parsha, that's what we learn from the Parsha of B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. And therefore, he goes on to say, and therefore that's why, that's his explanation for why Ma'aseh Moshe Kasuv Torah is no good. yes?
It's not exactly, the precedent is not exactly similar to what we're trying to do. Because it's not a bittul amaisa, it's a delay of amaisa.
Oh, so, okay, so, yeah, so that's one thing you could have thought, which is, maybe you could have said, maybe you could have argued, which I was going to come to in a second, that that really the precedent for tonight is not such a great kasha. Because perhaps you might say, and Shua is saying, They can make a chiluk between making a chalos, a maisa, and a chalos conditional, right? Having it nullified and void in the event that something doesn't happen, and simply delaying the chalos. Is that what you're saying, Shaul?
Yeah.
Right? So that the sole chiddush of tanai, for which you needed the pasuk to tell you, you can do, is that you're making something conditional, right? That you can dictate the validity of the maisa is only under circumstances, but not under certain others, that's a chiddush you need a pasuk for. But we're not seeking to sort of neutralize the effectiveness of a maisa, but you're just delaying when is it going to come to be chal, so that we knew misvara. And the assumption is that in the case of tola bizman, so all you're doing is, it's not conditional, you're simply delaying it until a later time. So I don't think this is right for two reasons. First of all, regarding the suggestion itself that there's no chiddush in merely delaying chalos, so not only do I think that that's certainly questionable misvara, but I think, and we'll see this when we get to tonight, I think it can be demonstrated that men Rishonim, including the Rambam, held that the biggest chiddush in the world of Tanaim is delaying a chalos of a valid maisa. That's the biggest chiddush of Parshas Tanaim, that you can have a valid maisa and yet delay the chalos. But if you wanted to sort of neutralize a maisa meikara, that actually is a lesser chiddush. We'll see what the nafkaminas are in the Rambam's view for that. But it's precisely, you have a valid maisa for sure, and then you want to delay it, so that's only chal later. That's actually the biggest element of the chiddush of Tanaim. But more importantly, it turns out that tola bizman is lav davka bizman. It can also be conditional. The Rambam says, right? This is the Rambam in Perek Aleph. He says, the Perek Aleph already. V'chein tala ha'gerushin, this is Perek Teslecha Dalet. V'chein tala ha'gerushin b'maisa dino k'din megarish achar zman. Ketzad k'gon shomer l'arish harizei giteich. Okay? So the Rambam says that you can do a tliya bizman or b'maisa, and you have the dinim the same dinim. We'll get to that in a second. What the dinim are of tliya bizman or b'maisa. And this he got, I think, from, and I think one of the Nosakim says this, that he got it from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, this is the Yerushalmi, which introduces a din, which we're going to get to momentarily. The Yerushalmi says that this is the Gemara. The Yerushalmi there is discussing the Rabbi Meir, basically the Rabbi Meir who has all these Mishnah Tanaim. I have the Yerushalmi here. So the Yerushalmi says,
what page is it on?
Page 2.
Right above the Rambam.
What? Yeah, right above the Rambam. That we'll come back to that, actually. The Yerushalmi says that this din in the Mishnah Erevin about a masa adamal or eruva, the person, he doesn't need to say that if I go this way or if something happens, then my eruv should be here, and if I go this way, it'll be here. He doesn't need to say both sides. That's specifically Rabbi Meir. So Yerushalmi asks, hey, din Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir are we talking about? So the answer is from Rabbi Meir to Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir in Kiddushin, who says, this is the Mishnah later in our parak, that it's not quite, I don't think these words come up, but it's the Shita. That you need to say, I'm sorry, Meir Omer, Bein Sheir Dukshamim, Bein Sheir Dukshamim, Megudeshes, Achiyich Botanal. You need Tanai Gav. But then the Yerushalmi throws in a line. Kol Modin Sheim La'ach, Sheim Amar La'achar Sheir Dukshamim, that if you only said that it should be Chal, Harei Meshes Li, La'achar Sheir Dukshamim, Yer Dukshamim, Megudeshes, you don't need a Tanai Kaful for Tliya in that case. So this is true for Tola Bizman Ubamaisa, but the point is, you see, it's not just being Tola Akash Shriyam. You can also be Tola on something that may or may not happen. Right? Whereas, time will go on, but it may not rain tomorrow. You may not give me 200 Zuz. So if you're saying, Tola the Maisa now, on that, it's also effectively conditionalizing it. So it doesn't seem that would be an answer that would work.
Where is that
Yerushalmi? This is the Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. It's an important Yerushalmi. We'll come back to it.
Oh, Kiddushin?
Kiddushin, yeah. Our pair. So given what we see with Tanai, especially, how can we understand that the din of Tliya Bizman, Tola Bizman, but Maisa, how can this work? How does it work if we don't have a Makom? So here I think there are two directions that one can go. One is to basically deny the difference.
What was the question? Say it again.
Basically, how does this work? Given, especially what we see with Tanai, that Bali you know, the parsha of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven, you would never have said that you have the ability to dictate when or under what conditions a maisa that you do is going to be chal. So how can this work? And we don't have, given we don't see, it just seems to be inconsistent with the fact that we have this notion of Kiddushin Lachazman and Gerushin Lachazman and Kiddushin Lachazman, but we don't have a makor. Where do we see that? How do we know that it works? How can that be? So here I think there are two directions to go. You follow, Arya? I mean, from Tanai, we see this sort of thing requires a makor. We don't seem to have a makor, and yet it seems to work. So how does that work?
That's about it. Can you say it's within the...
So that's one possibility I'll get to, yeah. Sure. Right, so one direction to go is to deny the difference regarding whether or not you needed a pasuk to be mechadish, this ability, between Tol Bezman and Tanai. And here you have two directions to take it in. The first, which I think is much less likely, is to contend against those who showed him in, we'll see, I think against the Gemara, that Tanai too really isn't a Chiddush Torah. When the Gemara says, let's say, Mikvei Kol Tanai, so it's Lav Dafka, just means that Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven merely demonstrated that, they just illustrated for us, this is what makes sense Misvar in this case. That's not really consistent with the Lashon, though, of Mikvei Kol Tanai. Mikvei, in fact, the Rishonim specifically, I wish I brought it. Because the Shilon Lili makes this precise point. He says, it doesn't seem that we're learning the din that the Gemara is mentioning there, namely, Efshar Lekim Dershiach Misvara, and just sort of illustrating it, by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The Lashon of Mikvei Kol Tanai, Yalfinan, seems to be that it's Lav Misvara. It's not that we know that this is what makes sense and that's why it was there. This is just simply where we derive it from. The Shilon Lili. I don't even think it was in. It could have been in the one that I sent you guys to, but he makes actually that exact point. But that's what the Gemara says. Mechtei kol tanai mehecha and yafina. So, but perhaps you might say, okay, so that's only according to one opinion in the Gemara that we learned that we needed the chiddush Torah. But perhaps we reject that approach. But that's I think also quite dachuk. We'll obviously come back to all this, but I'll just say now that there might be disagreement about what would have been had we not had the Parsha of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. It isn't clear that there's anybody who actually thinks that what we have, in fact, the Din of Hatalas Tanai that we do in fact have, that you can be Tola, that you can say if it's something happens, then it'll be Chal, and if not, it won't be Chal. That Din is only possible because we have a Makor that tells us that you can do such a thing, Parsha of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven. So that, I think, is very, very unlikely. What's more likely, I think, is to say, again, denying the difference between Tol Bezman and Tanai, is to say that, in fact, Tli Bezman also requires a Chiddush Torah, but it also has one in it. And which one does it have, Ariel? Tanai got a Bnei Reuven. Right, is that what you're going to say? Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you see from here, the Torah enables you to do these sort of things, to dictate the conditions and the time of a Chalos. I should note this is possible, but whether or not it's possible really does depend, because as we saw just now, the Yerushalmi says quite explicitly that you don't require Mishpatei Tanayim for Tzli of Bezman or Maisa, and this, as far as I know, there's no chalik on that. There's some that thought Yerushalmi, some that projected that somebody might be chalik on, but no Rishonim actually are chalik on that. And yet, many Rishonim also believe, and we saw it in the Rush, that in order to, the Mishpatei Tanayim are there, are necessary in order to access the Koach Shenis Chadesh, in order to access the power that the Torah is granting you to do what it is that the Parsha is being Mechadesh. In other words, the requirement of Mishpatei Tanayim are necessary in order to be able to access that Chiddush. In the Chabbalah Chiddusho, so if you want to be able to do what we're doing here, you've got to do it exactly like we're doing it. Now, if that's the case, so then I think it's quite impossible to say that Tli of Bezman, the Makor for Tol of Bezman, is the Parsha of Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven. Because we don't need, so why don't we say in the Chabbalah Chiddusha, like we do with regard to Tanayim? Even Tanayim that aren't there, by the way. Rav Rishonim, this is again topics we'll get to eventually. Rav Rishonim believed that Me'ach Shav also requires Mishpatei Tanayim, even though it wasn't, the Tanai Gad Bnei Reuven wasn't big Me'ach Shav. But the point is that if you want to do that sort of chiddush, you have to be able to do it exactly like the Torah says. So then, why don't you need Mishpatei Tanayim? You would seem to need Mishpatei Tanayim. Now, I think there are Rishonim that are cholik on this. They don't believe that in order to implement the chiddush of the Parsha of Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, you necessarily need to do it the Mishpatei Tanayim. It's only certain kinds of ways Certainly, certain things need to be shaited tonight, but it's not just simply to in order to access the Chiddush HaTorah. So for them, it's possible to say this. But I think that there's an alternative. What? Do we want to end now, or?
They leave us hanging like this?
So is that yeah, I think it's, is that bad form or good form? I don't.
I can go till 8.
All right, it's going to be hanging at some point.
I'm not coming back unless I have a cliffhanger.
Oh, all right, so maybe.
Sometimes it's good marketing. But...
Yeah, right. See, that I never know, though. Is it ruined? All right, the alternative is to say that there's a fundamental chiluk between Tanai and Tolobizman regarding this point, namely to what extent it's a chiddush that requires a pasuk, and this relates to and brings us to the question of the fundamental yisod, how does it work? Right. So until now, what we've seen and hinted to in Rishonim is that they've explained how it works. Namely, you're executing a maisa now, while being docha the chalos, until after Shlosh HaYamim. Right? You're delaying the chalos, you're doing the maisa, you're at the act now, but what you're saying is, the chalos, it should only take effect, this act I'm doing now should only take effect 30 days from now. But from the Rambam, I think one gets a different impression. A very different impression. The Rambam, he's the one who really sort of outlines this whole. You know, the Rambam, this is the Mishnah Rambam at its finest, where it takes two halachos and explains they're very different. Explains, gives you an outline of the whole thing, walks you through it. Right, a megaresh isha la'achar zman kavua, or is a megaresh kishiyagia hazman shakava. So this notion exists. Right, that if you want migarish leisha la'achar zman, so that'll work. Hareis a domel tanai ve'ino tanai. It's domel tanai in one sense and ino tanai in another sense. What way? Domel tanai she misgareshes kishayagi as manchakava. That it works in that it'll be, you know, you can stipulate that. But ino tanai she migarish al tanai hare girish v'ze adayin lo girish ad sheyagi oso zman lefichach. So the Rambam here, basically, he calls attention to two discrepancies between Tanai and Tolob Zman. We mentioned both of them, but he calls attention to them and explains them. The two he's calling attention to are, one, we just mentioned, Mishpatei Tanai, and two, the whole discussion that we had in the beginning, right, about when, under what condition, where the get has to be, B'Shlosh HaYom. So this... The Rambam says, "This is, we're going to see it in a minute. This is something which is specific and unique to Tli of Hazman. For Tanaim, there is no such halacha. There is halacha, the Rambam says, and he gets it from the Gemara that's here in Megiddin. There is halacha, the get needs to be Kayam, but it doesn't have to be any particular place. Okay? Now, this I should point out, this is almost universally agreed upon. I think there might be a Ritva and the Tosarit who disagree with this. They think that it's true even for Im. But Rav Rishonim do seem to agree with this. Based on the Gemara later on, the Gemara says that if it's the Nafkamino, if something, if you say Amanas, what's a Nafkamino? If it's Me'ashov or Im, so one of them is, the Gemara says, Niskara HaGet Oshenev. So let's say the get is ripped up. So the Gemara could have said a bigger Chiddush, right? If you hold that Im, Tanai to Im, the one that requires, that is only Chal later, requires that the get beep is certain in a certain Makom, so why are you talking about Niskara HaGet? Just say it's not Bershusa. So, the Tosafot actually says they could have given that answer. It just didn't, but it could have. But Rav Rishonim, I think, do make this diuk, the one that Rambam is making here. Namely, we don't say, Tanai, you do not require either the item or the thing that you're doing the kinyan upon to be in any particular place, b'shas achalos. So those are the two discrepancies. And the Rambam is explaining that they all come, what that has to do with is, I'm not going to be able to get into it now, just sort of setting up. What Tolob Zman is versus Tanai, you're being Megarish. And Tolob Zman, you haven't yet been Megarish. And what I think he means by this is that you actually haven't... What?
No, this to be the clip.
No, it's okay, we can... Okay. we'll get to that.
Smack. Thank you.